I was having breakfast the other day at Maxwell's Cafe in Westside, Los Angeles. It has Rod Serling counter seating. The last three seats on the end are 9, 10, and 12. There is no place for a missing seat. I don't know of any societies that hate 11, like, for example, Western societies hate 13 and some Asian societies hate 4. I wonder what the point of sale computer, formerly cash register, thinks about this. You know that one seat over there never makes any sales? You should probably take it out. We'll get right on that. Anyway, I was seating in the most desirable seat, which is number 12. The restaurant was filling up, and a conventional couple sat down beside me. The guy said it was a pretty cool place, and they would probably come back, but maybe a little earlier to avoid the crush. I said helpfully they opened at 7. He said they would pass. I described some of the off-menu meals and the salsa regularly created from whole tomatoes right there in the kitchen. Because of the real-time homemade nature, it generally wanders between red and green and shifts taste slightly depending on the season. It's tangy and flavorful without blowing your mouth out like Tabasco. It's the real thing, Coke notwithstanding. He pointed to his individual serving glass teapot and said the restaurant had the best hot water of anybody in the neighborhood. I said that's because they only use agua caliente for the hot drinks. It's the best, really. I see, that explains it, he said. I'm pretty sure nobody else does that. It's just so hard to get. I said in a quiet voice, they know people. The woman in the middle had been sitting through all this, eating her hash browns and not saying a word. If I had to guess, I'd say he does this sort of thing all the time, and he's just given up trying to explain serendipitous whimsy. It all just washes right over her. Alternatively, of course, she may have been falling apart inside like we were. Don't play poker with this woman.